A ceasefire in Gaza, a new government here, and up to 30 cent extra on a pint of Guinness. Those are some of the stories you'll find on today's front pages. The Irish News runs with a close-up picture of a little girl in Gaza alongside the one-word headline, ceasefire, on its front page. The Irish Independent also opts for another image of Palestinians celebrating in Gaza following yesterday's announcement of a ceasefire deal. While the Irish Daily Mail opts for two images on its front page, one of joyful Palestinians on the streets of Gaza, the other of relatives of hostages celebrating the news in Tel Aviv. Turning to domestic politics, Brian O'Brien's picture in the front of the Irish Times is of three members of the regional independent group outside Leinster House yesterday. Kevin Boxer Moran is laughing and pointing to someone off camera, while Michael Lowry and Barry Hinahan are also full of mirth. Despite the headline, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael insists no special deals agreed with independents, it does seem that the independents have plenty to smile about. As well as Sean Canney and Michael Healy-Ray, Barry Hinahan of Dublin Bay North is quoted saying how he certainly expects to get something for his constituents in return for his support of government. The Irish Examiner outlines some of the measures related to housing, disability, education and childcare contained in the draft programme for government, while the Independent zones in on the rural independent TD's support of increases in carbon taxes, despite their criticism of the Green Party measure while they were in government. The Mail, meanwhile, runs with the line that the regional independents negotiated expenses sweeteners to cover their accommodation costs. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mirror reports that concentration camp survivor Tommy Reichenthal is calling on President Michael D. Higgins not to speak at a Holocaust memorial ceremony later this month. Yesterday's announcement that the price of a pint of Guinness is to go up to 30 cents receives coverage on the front of the Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun. How much Gerry Adams and others seeking compensation from the British government are likely to receive for being detained without trial during the Troubles generates the lead story in the Belfast Telegraph. Alison Morris reports that Keir Starmer has said he's looking at every conceivable way to stop payouts, while officials are thought to be hoping to use a technicality in the law to ensure a cap of £1 on claims. Elsewhere this morning, a new study led by genetic researchers from Trinity focused on DNA taken from remains at ancient burial grounds in Dorset, which found that women in Iron Age Britain held sway, receives lots of coverage this morning. The finding was that many ancient lineages could be traced back to a single female who had lived centuries before. The Examiner reports on a fire which has devastated Healy's Bakery in Blackpool in Cork, a family-run business which first opened its doors in 1862. There's a story in The Star about a new survey conducted by Netflix about ways in which parents embarrass their teenagers. Top of the list is parents who attempt viral dance routines from TikTok, closely followed by parents who are prone to using youth slang. And finally, returning to the newly published draft programme for government, under the headline, Document High on Aspirations and Low on Concrete Targets, Jennifer Bray assesses its content in today's Times. Bray notes that the word examine is used 86 times and that explore appears 34 times. There are 7 promises to work towards something, many more expressing the desire to aim for something, 120 mentions of reviews, 50 references to things the government will consider, and about 20 things it says it wants to assess.